Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The shortstop, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Zimmerman and he is out, Carew applying the tag. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive towards short. Tovar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball four. Tovar moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner who is chasing the ball. Rollins reaches third base with a triple. Tovar scores. Killebrew scores. Oliva goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rollins scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Carew moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuller moves to second. Jim King pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Connolly now pitching. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton who is chasing the ball. Olander reaches third base with a triple. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Olander scores. Killebrew moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to third. Allison moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott takes first base on ball 4. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horton. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Horton steals second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar misplays the ball. That's an error on Tovar. Horton moves to third. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salmon throws the ball into Fuller who tags Carew trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Virals now playing shortstop. Cesar Tovar now playing third base. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Twins. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuller strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez pinch hits for Ed Connolly. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Peña now pitching. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Uhlander hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Killebrew moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Oliva scores. It's 8-2, Twins. Sandy Valdespino pinch runs for Bob Allison. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Virals reaches second base with a double. Valdespino moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew is walked intentionally. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zimmerman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alves hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. Alves reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Uhlander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton, who is chasing the ball. Uhlander reaches third base with a triple. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Uhlander scores. It's 9-2, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive towards third. Tovar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Askew moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Sandy Valdespino. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Hardy moves to second. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zimmerman takes first base on ball 4. Hardy moves to third. Carew moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez now playing shortstop. Carroll Hardy now playing left field. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.